every year, millions of people 65 and older fall. And while most falls don't cause injuries, one out of five leads to serious complications.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of death from unintentional falls in the nation. It's nearly twice the national average. As you think about what you or your loved ones can do to prevent a fall, you might think about turning to the yoga mat.
Dr. Irene Hamrick is a professor of family medicine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's with us to share news about a recently published study showing that yoga classes improve balance and reduce falls for seniors. Dr. Hamrick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into this research on yoga and falls, can you talk about the importance of dealing with this issue of falls itself? Why is this so important?
Yeah, one-third of older adults over 65 fall each year, and that number increases to 50% at age 80 and older. So it's very, very common. But patients who sustain a hip fracture from a fall have a 50% chance of dying the following year because it's just so devastating, and a large number of them will not recover enough to live independently by themselves.
And why did you decide to research yoga in particular, and a particular kind of yoga, hatha or hatha yoga?
Yeah, so the yoga we chose is also called chair yoga. So it does not require the participant to get onto the floor. And the poses all can be done in a standing position while holding on to a chair or another surface like the wall. So it was much more acceptable. However, in future studies, we might want to include the floor because one of the reviewers, when we submitted it for publication, stated that as patients fall, they really need to learn how to get up from the floor. So having floor yoga included might also give them the tools to get up from a fall, should that happen.
And how much of this yoga did study participants do?
They participated in the class twice a week for 8 weeks, and it was an hour-long class. And then we split the group. There were 38 participants, and we split half of them to do home exercises of yoga and the other one, including meditation and breathing exercises. And the other half did only the meditation and breathing exercises, not the yoga poses at home, because we wanted to see if there was a difference between before and after, but also between the groups to see if those who practiced at home would have better outcomes.
We're talking to Dr. Irene Hamrick from UW-Madison, looking at the idea of using yoga to help prevent falls among people 65 and older. So, Dr. Hamrick, they did these yoga poses. They had a little bit of variation in what they did. What did you find? What were the results in terms of balance and fall prevention?
So we showed improvement in all balance and strength parameters that we measured, such as the Berg balance test and a number of other measures. But in addition to these intermediary measures, we also found falls reduction.
How much? How much of a difference did this seem to make?
So we had initially, we asked patients how much they had fallen before the study started. So in the 6 months before the study, 15 participants reported 27 falls. After the intervention, and we started counting at the onset of the classes, because our study was rather short in funding. So we started when classes started and then counted 6 months, and 13 participants had 14 falls over those 6 months, so an almost 50% reduction.
So what is it about yoga that that would be helping people have better balance and avoid falls? Is it the physical activity? Is it being more conscious of what you're doing? Do we know why this would work?
That's an excellent question, and we don't really know. It was particularly interesting that the home exercise group did not improve any more than the group that did not practice at home. So just showing up for the class might be enough to stimulate the brain-muscle connection to improve balance and reduce falls. But we had a small study, so this really needs to be replicated in a larger study. But when we asked participants what they thought made the difference, they said, "I'm much more aware of the 4 points of my foot on the floor." So it might have also been more the awareness, but we also don't know how much meditation or breathing exercises might have contributed to the improvement in falls. That is all something that needs to be studied further.
This study involved yoga and balance and falls prevention. You've looked at other interventions too. What kind of things have you studied?
I have, with Dr. Jane Mahoney from the University of Wisconsin, rolled out the program of lifestyle intervention for functional exercise. This was a study done by Dr. Clemson out of Australia that integrated exercises into daily activities. Most of us who participate in classes for falls reduction will oftentimes do the exercises while we're doing the class, but after the class stops, we tend to not continue the exercises at home, and then the effect wanes over time. So Dr. Clemson's premise was, if we integrate exercise into daily activities, we're more likely to continue them afterwards. Plus, people are more likely to do them if it doesn't take any extra additional time. So, for example, while brushing our teeth, we balance on one leg, or while we're wiping the table, we partially squat to build our quadricep muscles for balance. And for example, while I do emails, I spend a lot of time in front of the computer, I partially squat and lean to all four directions to reach the limit of my sway to increase my balance muscles.
That's fascinating, because I think a lot of people, I'll include myself here, we think if I'm going to do some form of exercise, it means I have to set aside time for it. There might be equipment. I might have to go to a gym. And that means in many cases, I just don't do it. So it sounds like this plan would help people integrate it into their daily lives.
Exactly. So we're hoping to increase the repertoire that we can offer to patients if they are at risk of falls to prevent future falls, because some patients might want to do yoga, others might not, and they might need to integrate their exercise into daily activities because they have a very busy schedule.
How much of this is a mindset issue? As I get older, I imagine I'll be less interested in doing physical activity. It might not be on my radar. How important is it just to get people thinking, hey, if I do this physical activity, even at a limited level, it's going to make me safer and healthier?
That is an important piece. We really have to change the mindset of all of us, because more and more data is coming out of the benefits of exercise for everything from cancer to preventing dementia and, of course, falls.
We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Hamrick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Irene Hamrick is a professor of family medicine at UW-Madison. More on yoga Thursday on the Ideas Network, 11 a.m. on The Larry Miller Show. Find out how to find a yoga instructor.
Coming up after the news, a new book looks at a rivalry between two popular dolls, iconic Barbie and Challenger Bratz. We'll look at the competition between those companies. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.